All right. And without further ado, from the north side of Holland, we have the Vocal Airs from West Ottawa. And Kathy Blackburn is going to tell us all about it.
We do. They are here because they are the next successful aging program that's coming up next week, Thursday. On Thursday, December 19, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Christ Memorial Church. And if you would like to come and hear this program, they are phenomenal. And you're going to hear them sing a few songs today to give you a little bit of an idea of what the program is going to be like. The cost is $3, which includes your lunch, and you pay that at the door when you come in. And if you haven't come to Successful Aging before, it is a collaborative effort between Freedom Village, Priority Health, Holland Hospital, and Christ Memorial Church. And typically the third Thursday of every month we get together and we have some sort of program that is related around some sort of successful aging storyline. So the programs range from, we follow them around six different keys: social, emotional, intellectual, spiritual, purposeful, and physical. And at the holiday time, we thought, what a better way than to bring back the Vocal Airs, and the Select Women's Ensemble from West Ottawa will be there to sing. This is their, I think, their fourth year that they're going to be there for us. They are always a huge hit. We've had 300-plus people there the last several years for this particular program, and it's fantastic. So if you would like to join us, you can do so by making a reservation by calling 820-7482. You will get my voice message, and you'll leave your name, the number in your party, and your phone number, and we'll have your reservation all set. So without further ado, let's meet some of the Vocal Airs. So if you guys can, tell us your name and how long you've been in Vocal Airs and why you wanted to be in Vocal Airs.
My name is Mitch Hillers. I've been a Vocal Air for 3 years, and I wanted to join Vokes because of the Christmas time events that we do, and it was something that inspired me from an early age. So that really inspired me to join Vokes, and that's what I love to do.
I'm Parker Cole. I've been in Vocal Airs for 1 year. This is my first, and I wanted to join Vokes because I just loved singing ever since they came to my elementary school, and I just knew that it'd be a lot of work to get in, and I love the music they do and everyone in it.
I'm Noah Blackburn. This is also my first year in Vocal Airs, and I wanted to do it because in elementary school they came, and ever since I saw them during Christmas time, it really made me want to just be one of those big kids up there singing to all the little elementary schoolers. And also my sister was in it last year too.
I'm Carly Guzman. This is also my first year in Vocal Airs. I wanted to join the Vocal Airs because I wanted to be a part of something bigger in our community and just be a part of a very close-knit group of peers and be a part of something awesome.
I'm Megan Johnson. This is my third year in Vocal Airs, and I joined because I love how much we do around in the community and for everybody else just sharing our music, and it's just wonderful.
I'm Lizzie Andrew. This is my first year as a Vocal Air, and I really wanted to join because it's a new challenge. We do a lot of really difficult music, and we do a lot of traveling, so it's just fun to see how we grow as a group.
I'm Midge Carter, and this is my first year in Vocal Airs, too. I wanted to join because I love the way that music can bring people together and how you can be singing a song for hundreds of people, and it brings back a different memory for everyone.
I'm Ricky Morales. This is my third year in Vocal Airs, and I joined Vocal Airs because I wanted to work on being like a good singer, and I just loved singing, you know, and it was just a great opportunity to work on who you are and become part of a really close-knit family of people who enjoy the same thing you do.
I'm Jamie Mineta. This is my first year in Vocal Airs, and I joined because I just love music. I always have, and I wanted to be part of a really talented and close-knit group of friends.
Not only that, they get to get out of classes.
They do get to get out of school, don't they? And this is only a part of them. The group is actually 20 students from West Ottawa. They range from, do we have any sophomores this year? No, juniors and seniors this year. Some years they do have sophomores, depending on on who auditions. It is the top audition choir at West Ottawa, and it is. And they do, as you heard a lot of them say, they do a lot of programs during Christmas time. In fact, they're going to be at Lakeside Vista tonight, right, guys? Mm-hmm. And they go around to all the elementary schools within West Ottawa and do programs for the kids, as well as a host of other programs outside in the community. I don't know if anybody was downtown during the open house a few weeks ago when it was cold and yucky and nasty weather. These kids were there, and they did a phenomenal job. They sang for the whole 3 hours of the event through downtown, and I think they were probably the only choir that actually stuck it out and was out there that whole time. So they do a great job. And let's hear a little bit of what you guys are going to sing for us next week, Thursday, on the 19th at Successful Aging.
All right, the first song we are going to sing is called The Sleigh. We hope you enjoy.
Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, So that is one of the songs that you're going to hear if you come join us next week, Thursday. West Ottawa is a Grammy Award-winning music program, and as you can tell, this is only a portion of this group and how tremendous they sound. And as I said, in addition to them, the Vocaleers, the Select Women's Ensemble will be there as well, and that is a group of 40 women? 35 this year. So a few less. Again, an audition choir. So they are also, it's the top all women's choir at West Ottawa, and they sing just as amazingly as Vocaleers do, and they will be there as well. So if you would like to join us to hear these great groups, call me at 820-7482. You'll get the Successful Aging reservation line at Freedom Village, and leave your name, your number in the party, and your phone number, and your reservation will be all set.
Can it help you pay for college? Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kathy?
So they, again, are going to Vocaleers and Select Women's Ensemble will be the program for the next Successful Aging, Thursday, December 19, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It takes place at Christ Memorial Church at 595 Grescup Road in Holland. Everyone is welcome to come. The cost is $3, which includes your lunch. And if you haven't joined us before, you come in, you register, You go and get your lunch and enjoy that with some friends. We hear from a sponsor who helps keep the cost of our lunch price down, and we want to say thank you to our lunch sponsor for December, which is Here Michigan. So you hear from them for about 5 minutes, and then these marvelous kids will take over, and they will entertain for the entire hour of the program time. And it's going to be group numbers. There will be some individual numbers. The Select Women's Ensemble just did a tea last weekend, and I usually, Mrs. Pearson, their wonderful director, pulls a few of those acts so that you can see some individual kids perform as well and do some great things. And then typically what they do is when they wrap up the program, they join into the audience and they sing a beautiful version of Silent Night, and it just gives me chills every time I hear it. So it is truly amazing. I am fortunate, full disclosure, I have to say I'm very fond of the West Ottawa Music Program. My daughter Abby, as Noah said, was in Select Women's Ensemble for 3 years and then Vocalaires last year. She's now graduated. And Noah here is my son, and he has been in choir as well as now Vocalaires. So it's a great program and wonderful opportunity for the kids. So what else do we want to sing, guys?
Singing is called the Jingle Bell Schizo. It's a little bit different version of Jingle Bells, and hope y'all enjoy it.
Dashing through the snow, in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way, bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright, what a fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Directs the Vocalaires.
Pam Pearson is the director of the Vocalaires, and she has been there for 10. She hasn't been there forever, but she has made a huge impact in the time that she has been there. I want to say it's been 8 to 10 years she's been at
really?
West Ottawa, and she has just done tremendous things with the program. This year, in fact, there are 4 top choirs that are performing at state and national conferences from West Ottawa, and that is unheard of to have 4 choirs from one school system perform at such a high level. And these are things that they have to submit tapes to from previous years to say that, you know, we really do have the quality of singers here that you can enjoy and that you're going to want to hear. And so Pam, I can't say enough about Pam Pearson. She gets these kids out. She gets them into the community. She is able to encourage them on a daily basis to try to be the best they possibly can be. And not only do they learn compassion and they learn to give back, but they also learn leadership skills and they learn performance skills. So not only they're not just standing there and looking at you while they're singing, they are smiling and they're moving around and they are truly giving you a full performance, which is fantastic. And it really makes their shows wonderful. Oh, I do want to say we want you to come next Thursday, but they do have a all high school concert coming up on this Sunday at 2:00 that is open to the public. So if anybody would like to hear all the choirs at West Ottawa for the high school, you can join them at the Performing Arts Center on the corner of 136th and Riley Street there in the Performing Arts Center at 2:00 on Sunday for that. But so next Thursday, not only do you get to hear them, but we also always do door prizes at the end of the program. And because it is Christmas time, we are doing a White Elephant Gift Exchange. So if you would like to participate in the White Elephant Gift Exchange, if you're a woman, bring a woman's gift. If you're a man, bring a man's gift. And it's just a lot of fun. And it's a great way to wrap up the calendar year portion of Successful Aging. And we'll be kicking off into January. Actually, the January program is going to be a little bit later because of the January series that Calvin does, a Christ Memorial, broadcast that. So it will be actually January 30. So you can put that on your calendar as well for the next Successful Aging. And that's going to be on balance. But back to the Vocalaires, they have a few more songs to perform for us today. Mm-hmm. So let's, without further ado, hear another song.
Do you have one more Christmas song? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This next song we'll do, Vocalaires do it every year, and it's called We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And, well, here you go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us some figgy pudding.
Now bring us some figgy pudding.
Now bring us some figgy
pudding. And bring some
out here.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
For we all like figgy pudding.
For we all like figgy pudding.
For we all like figgy pudding.
So bring some out here.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And we won't go till we've got some.
We won't go till we've got some.
And we won't go till we've got some.
So bring some out here.
Good tidings we bring
to you and your kin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
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 All right.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say much. They're so great. If you enjoy music, you're going to want to come join us next Thursday for Celebrate the Season Through Music featuring the Select Women's Ensemble and the Vocalaires, who you are hearing today. Call me at 820-7482 by next Tuesday, December 17, to make your reservation, 820-7482. Because we're expecting a really large crowd, we want to make sure we have enough food for everybody. So make sure you give me a call at Freedom Village to the Successful Aging Reservation Line. Again, want to say special thank you to Here Michigan, who is our sponsor. And if you want to bring that White Elephant gift along, be sure you do that. How about let me know, somebody tell me what you've learned, what's the most prominent thing you've learned maybe this year from being in Vocalaires so far? All right, go ahead, Lizzie.
Oh, I think that since we had so many new people this year in Vocalaires, it just so happens that sometimes we refresh so many people at one time that The biggest thing for us has been learning to work together as a group with so many new people. But I think we've really overcome some of the things that we went through earlier this year. And we're a really strong group now. And we've all just gotten to know each other so well musically. And I think that's really helped us to form a bond as a group.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I was going to say something along those lines. Like, since we're so small, everyone knows each other. And you can't really work with your voice part if you don't like them. So I think, which we don't have.
It's
like,
a good thing to
yeah,
like each other.
Yeah, everyone loves each other. And I think that's the most important lesson, that like loving one another and being able to be friends with one another is extremely important.
Mitch?
I think the biggest thing I've learned through Vocaleers is how easy it is to make someone's day if you're actually making a conscious effort to. We see it when we go to the elementary schools and to the rest homes to sing, how easy it is to make someone smile, and even just working among us, that you can make or break someone's day with just a kind word.
No, when we were downtown for the open house, and the Vocaleers stopped in at Rest Haven and sang, you told me something after that performance.
Yeah, I told my mother that when I sing for rest homes or even special needs, it's some of the most rewarding performances you give, because even at like elementary schools or just regular performances, the audience enjoys it, but you don't quite get the same appreciation from the audience as you would do in like a rest home. And it's just a very warming feeling when you just see them all smile at you and sometimes even sing along when they know it. And it's just a very good feeling, and it's one of the main reasons why I love Vocaleers so much.
Well, and we'll call them retirement communities instead of rest homes, but we'll and not only just for them, but they do perform. As I said, this Successful Aging is open to everybody to join us. If you do want to join us, call 820-7482 to make a reservation by next Tuesday. Again, it takes place on Thursday, December 19, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Christ Memorial Church. That cost is $3, which includes your lunch, and you bring that to the door. I was in here on Monday, and Juke and I were talking about, we were doing recipes that day, but the Vocal Dimensions from Holland came in because it was a special day for Juke. It was his 90th birthday. And so the Vocaleers thought they had to share their happy birthday version with you as well, because it is different than what Vocal Dimensions did. And you, when you're 90, you get to celebrate all week, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We wish you a happy birthday, we wish you a happy birthday, we wish you a happy birthday, many happy returns. We wish you a happy birthday, we wish you a happy birthday, we wish you a happy birthday, many happy returns.
Have a happy birthday.
Yeah, 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 boom.
Have a happy, happy birthday.
Yeah, 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 boom.
In case you miss it, we will sing it again.
Yeah, yeah, happy birthday. Oh yeah, do 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 do. Happy birthday, dear Duke. Happy birthday to you.
We could have a playoff right here, couldn't we?
We could. Isn't it? You know, they do such a great job with that, too. And actually, during your performances, you sing Happy Birthday to anybody in the audience, right, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, so tell me some of the other special things you do when you go into the elementary schools. Go ahead, Carly.
Well, with the song that you heard earlier, the Jingle Bell Schizo, we get these little jingle bells that our director has, and we ask some of the kids to come and jingle with us. And it's really cute, and most of the kids are like, oh, I don't know what to do. But then we just like, and they all have really, we have fun with it, and it's fun.
Something else that we do, it's something that we do when we go to every performance. We meet and greet with everybody before and after our performances, so you can get to know us on a personal level. And I know there have been years where people have gone somewhere, come back the next year, and the person that they met there the last year had recognized them, and it creates special bonds between people sometimes, so that's something that we do.
Great. Anybody else? So some of you are seniors. How many seniors do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 seniors that are in this here right now. Are any of you going on to music next year in college? I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are going on. Do any of you know where you're going to go yet? Mitch? Come on. Sure.
I will be attending Akron University, and I will be in the concert choir there.
Great. Who else? Carly?
I will either be attending Rochester University in Chicago or AMDA in New York.
All right. Lizzie, do you know where you're going or not yet?
Oh, I actually have a bunch of auditions lined up this winter because I'm hoping to go into musical theater.
Okay. Anybody else have plans yet?
I don't really know where I'm going yet. I have a lot of applications, but I'm definitely going to be doing an a cappella group.
Okay.
Wherever I end up.
Yay. Good. Ricky?
I'm going to Western Michigan University, and I still have to audition to get into the School of Music.
Yeah, they do. They have a great School of Music there as well, though. So, all right. Anything else you guys want to share about Vocal Ears or the programs? Go ahead, Lizzie.
I just want to say to remember that music is such an important part of our lives and our community. So if you have any chance to come out anywhere, any group, not even just West Ottawa Theater, but if you have any chance to go out and hear some music, I know it can always brighten your day. So just remember to keep music around.
Absolutely. And during this holiday season, I know that it can be, it's a joyous time for many. It can also be a really difficult time for many. And oftentimes music will bring some peace and some soothing to souls that are maybe having a bit of a difficult time. So if you fall into that category or you just love music, come out and join us again Thursday, December 19, Christ Memorial Church, 595 Grass Cup Road right here in Holland. You want to come to Entrance D. We're calling it Celebrate the Season Through Music. You will hear these great kids perform and the rest of the Vocal Ears, as well as the Select Women's Ensemble. Bring along a white elephant gift if you would like to be a part of that. Special thank you to our sponsor here, Michigan, for helping us to keep the cost of lunch to only $3. And if you would like to join us, call me at 820-7482 by Tuesday, December 17, to make your reservation. And obviously, I will be there, but I think that there will be a good group of folks there as well, and you really don't want to miss them if you have an opportunity
right.
to come.
You won't be singing.
Yeah, I will not be singing. You do not want to hear me sing. So I can MC all you want, but not sing. So
all right, thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.